This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California. As so often happens, I was in Nigeria, and I was talking to the school children there. The principals there, the teachers were there, and all the children were there. And the children were eagerly wondering what they should think and what they should do. And I was teaching them, I like me. And I was teaching them how to say, I like me. And what it means when I say I like me. And I say, anytime you can say I like me, that means that you like yourself. That means you're a happy person. And one little boy spoke up and he says, but I don't like me. And I said, well, now why don't you like yourself? Well, I don't like me because I don't have all the things that my friends have. And I said, well, why don't you have all the things your friends have? Well, my mommy, my daddy, they don't have all that much money, so I don't have all the things my friends have. And I said, well, now, why is that? Why don't your mommy and daddy have the money that all your friends have? Well, they just don't. And I said, well, have you ever thought of being a blessing to your mommy and daddy? What do you mean? Say, my mommy and daddy are independently wealthy. My mommy and daddy are independently wealthy. They have all the money they can use. They are so rich and wonderful. Our family is independently wealthy. That's even better, isn't it? Our family is independently wealthy. And we have all the money and all the good that we could ever want to use. But that isn't so, because we don't have that. That's right. And you're sick, and you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, even while you're sick. And pretty soon, the sickness is gone, and you're whole and perfect, as you always were. And if you hadn't said, I'm whole and perfect, then you would have had to sit out the length of the sickness, however long it was, or the hurt that it was, however long it was, and you couldn't be your whole and perfect self. So when you say, we are independently wealthy, you are saying, that is the truth about us. We are a family that is independently wealthy. And then you start counting the wonderful things in your family that's wealthy. Do you have a house? Yes. Do you live in a house? Yes. Do you have a mommy and a daddy? Yep. Do you have sisters and brothers? Yes. Are you a wonderful child? Yes. Do you like yourself? Yes. Do you have wonderful friends? Yes. My, you are independently wealthy. So wonderfully independently wealthy. But we haven't got money. Well, when you keep working on all the good things that you are, pretty soon you'll see the money is there too. Just keep saying, I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. And you watch. It'll happen in your life as a beautiful miracle. And when you are independently wealthy, you will not remember that you were not independently wealthy. When you're independently wealthy, you won't remember that you even wanted to be it, that you were not always it, because you always count your blessings. And when your blessings grow and multiply because you count them, then the wealth is there too. Oh, hey, that's cool. I'm going to tell my mom and dad that. That's a good idea. But first tell yourself. And say it a million zillion times and know it right from the depth of your heart. And as you do that, you'll be independently wealthy. It seems like children all over the world ask similar questions. And these children in Nigeria were no exception. And a little boy came rushing up to me and threw his arms around me and hugged me and says, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you're here. You're a nice people. And I said, and you're a nice people too. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you.